U.S. forces in Iraq remain in what commanders are calling an operational pause, resting from their speedy dash up from Kuwait and waiting for supplies to catch up. Army and Marine units are mainly defending their positions against continued attacks from lightly armed but tenacious Iraqi militia fighters. At the U.S. Central Command headquarters in Qatar today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said the war is making progress toward the goal of overthrowing Saddam Hussein.
We're comfortable that we're having an effect. There's more work to be done. The regime has not been removed yet. It hasn't completely lost its influence, and we're about the business of making that happen.
NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Jolton is at the Pentagon. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Iraqi defense minister is predicting that American forces will encircle Baghdad within 5 to 10 days. What's the Pentagon saying?
Well, as of a day or two ago, Bob, that would have seemed like as good a guess as any, but now it's not so clear because U.S. military leaders are facing a crucial choice right now, and that's whether to plow ahead to Baghdad soon or wait until the conditions may be better. And as I say, as recently as a couple of days ago, defense officials here were saying they weren't overly worried about these attacks. They were putting the priority on speed and maneuver as against consolidating the territory they'd already covered. Their idea was if they could just get to Baghdad quickly and provoke the collapse of that regime, these paramilitary groups would lose their punch, then U.S. troops could come back and deal with the cities. And now there's some reconsideration of this plan, something that maybe they should slow down, take care of these cities, and then proceed only when they have reinforcements, principally the 101st Airborne Division, which is coming up behind the 3rd Infantry Division and the Marines, and they're bringing hundreds more attack helicopters with them. So they're pondering their options right now. And one other point, U.S. commanders also want to look at how much damage airstrikes have done to the Republican Guard forces. The Republican Guard has not been engaged on the ground yet, but they've been heavily engaged in the air. Most of the combat missions that are being flown right now are actually against Republican Guard positions. Someone here last night was actually saying that half of the tanks in that elite Medina division have been taken out. So there is still some thinking that maybe the Republican Guard can be so weakened by these air attacks that it'll be possible to move on them within the next few days. Whether that's wishful thinking or not, we'll see.
These persistent attacks from Iraqi fighters have some analysts and ex-generals criticizing the war plan as being too thin with the forces. How are U.S. commanders dealing with that criticism?
Well, in fact, Bob, it's not even just retired generals. There was an extraordinary statement yesterday from the commander of the U.S. Army's 5th Corps, Lieutenant General William Wallace, who's inside Iraq, basically directing all the Army forces there. He told reporters traveling with him that, quote, "The enemy we're fighting is different from the one we wargamed against." That's a real indictment of the war preparations. It's a stunning statement. And there have been comments as well from some of the unit commanders up in the front line saying they're not feeling confident about the security of their supply lines. Clearly, these concerns have put the military leadership at command headquarters in an awkward position. Let's hear what General Brooks had to say about that today.
There's a different view down on planet Earth, if you will, as we describe it. The closer you get to the line, the more precise the realities are. And we take all of this into account from all of our commanders throughout the theater before making decisions to proceed or what our actual status is.
Well, that has put Secretary Rumsfeld in an awkward situation.
Yeah, Bobby, what he's doing is saying, well, the plan for Iraq was different. It was going to be a rolling start. The idea was to have forces continue to flow into the region rather than have them all there at once. He's pointing out that something like 2,000 additional forces are coming in each day. And by the time that the units who'd already gotten deployment orders are all there in another month or so, there will be another 100,000 troops. But the point is, Bob, those troops were not part of the war plan. They were follow-on forces for the post-war period. So clearly things are changing.
NPR's Tom Jolton at the Pentagon.